Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. My guy, Pierce Evans on the YouTube chat is saying, Steiny, you're confusing me. And I said, what can I help you with? And he said, so you're telling me Butler and Steph are going to get worse. Yeah, probably. They're pretty old. It's hard to imagine that they're improving.
But if they stay the same, status quo, then that's better. They're not, you know, depreciating.
Right, right.
Thank you.
But they are.
But you don't know that.
Well, Draymond is, right? Draymond's declining.
Well, he's not in their category. We need him to do what he does. Okay, he was top three DPOY,
okay,
and that's what he does, Donnie.
Okay, and Butler was playoff Jimmy. How'd that work?
It didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Butler's getting worse.
No, I believe
he had his worst playoff no doubt, in his history.
But I've had ample time to just sit back and think about it. And Steiny, I think it was the tailbone
issue. He was hurt. But that's okay. That's okay.
And that was a fluke injury.
Yeah, no, he was hurt, but next year we're going to be real healthy. And even though he's...
No, you need a guy like Kuminga before you say night-night to him.
Well...
You know?
He doesn't want to come off the bench. And this is the part I kind of want to... ask Warrior fans about. Listen to, this is Sam Amick from last Friday on the relationship between Kuminga right now and the organization, including the front office and the coaching staff.
So, I mean, my feeling is I think the players can, but man, there's just a lot of scar tissue between the coaching staff and Jonathan. And especially, I thought about this last night as I was writing this piece, like if he takes the qualifying offer, you know, I know fan and media-wise, we're guilty of glossing over, you know, like, oh, because they make so much money, they're not as human as everybody else. But think about the human factor and going to work every single day, knowing that you just took the option that jams up your employer strategically in a pretty major way, and you are compromising your own security in a pretty major way at the same time. I mean, that's a calculated risk by definition. Like, from a work comfort environment type standpoint, that sounds miserable to me. You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds like I did this because that is the strategy, but now we have to live together and work together. And I say live together because this is not a 9-to-5 deal. These guys are together all the time. So does that, you know, like, how does the coaching staff use Kuminga if he's on the qualifying offer and there's maybe hard feelings about him taking that approach? You know, just what is the vibe? What is the mood? I could see it impacting, you know, what they're trying to accomplish for sure.
Man, I have so many thoughts.
Of course.
Like, what did we this is hashtag random Steiny. Remember we found out after it happened that Draymond, after they won in 2022, that Draymond and Klay weren't the biggest fans of Wiggins and Poole getting their money.
Yeah, they were jealous.
But we didn't know right away.
Envious.
So we don't know what this team has dealt with behind closed doors. But I will say this, and I'm still hanging on to my Lakers assessment, Steiny. He said the coaching staff. He didn't say the owner. So if Joe Lacob, I do wonder how big of a factor, and I imagine it's huge, and I believe it may be why Jonathan Kuminga is still on the team, how big of a factor that is when he looks at his coach with 1 year left on his deal and then Kuminga's future and him being 22. And I get what Sam is putting down, but I'm like, okay, he didn't have owner included in the staff. So there's a lot that could be at play here.
The owner's
not. A lot of hurt feelings.
The owner's not in the locker room, though. It's the coaches that are in the locker room. And I don't like the word. I don't like the phrase you use, scar tissue.
Mm.
And I gotta believe.
Well, that's only coming from somebody.
What's that?
That the scar tissue is. We know where it's coming from.
What do you mean?
Jonathan Kuminga has it.
Well, and I'm sure the Warriors have some resentment toward Kuminga because some of their coaching staff doesn't feel like he's producing in the ways they want. Like I could see I'm not here to point blame at who's more frustrated, but. I bet you the coaching staff's frustrated with Kuminga, just like he is with them. Pierce Evans saying, Steiny, I'm saying if you think the Warriors are going to get worse, why would you get rid of JK? Now, let's not say worse. Let's say older. You're right. If you're saying you think the big three is getting older, why would you get rid of Jonathan Kuminga? That's the, like, this has been screwed up. It's been screwed up. That's all I'm saying. And now you put yourself in a spot where I don't think anything good is going to come of it. That's all I'm saying.
The greater good, Stani, is somehow this team has to get better than they were last year.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Let's go to Gil. Gil's in San Francisco. Hey, Gil, how you doing, man?
Fine, thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a big Kuminga supporter, and I think they should be really pursuing him. I think they should give him a starting position guaranteed, 25-minute minimum, and go after him. I'm a cursed supporter, too, but I don't understand why they seemingly tried to humiliate Kuminga in the playoffs by not letting him play at all. This is unbelievable. But the Minnesota playoff game, he just came through like a star, next only to Steph. He's the best player they got on the team.
Appreciate it, Gil. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Man, he thinks high of Kuminga. I'm behind him. And again, I'm not telling you or anybody else, Donnie, this kid is perfect.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, our girl Jan. But I will say this, Donnie. I think there's been acrimony, even just a couple years ago, allegedly. And we try to, depending on who you talk to, a lot of people try to make it not anything. But Kuminga's camp went to the press and said, Kuminga would rather play for, I'm paraphrasing, a coach that had confidence in him, and Kuminga has to look at the OGs first before he can actually, tap into his game and all that stuff that, wasn't attractive, but he's dealt with it. So for you to, or anybody out there wonder, could he really come back and it'd be okay? Stani, I just feel like there's been stuff going on Kuminga-related up under our nose, and we don't even know it for the last 4 years.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know if you want to continue that. Couple things here on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. I'm kind of, Guru, why do you think Lacob loves JK, blah, blah, blah? And that would be my question. Okay. If Lacob loves Jonathan Kuminga,
okay,
why didn't the Warriors sign him to 3 years and $82 million?
I believe Kuminga and his camp were feeling themselves and thought that he was going to get more. And I think that was a mistake. So I think that happened. I think the bad stuff started happening from a Kuminga listening to his agent or whomever. I think that started last. I think there was an offer to Kuminga and they thought it wasn't solid enough.
Okay. So why didn't Kuminga, why didn't Lacob just get it done? Like that's the thing. I mean, Joe Lacob's the owner of the team. If he loves Jonathan Kuminga, loves him, you think he couldn't just say,
"Well,
what do you need to get in here?"
But there's more caveats to it now. At that juncture, when allegedly that offer was made, there was no Jimmy Butler, so like SFO, there was a runway for JK to take off. And if he barked or balked at that deal, thinking I'll bet on myself, then here comes Jimmy Butler after you get hurt. I think like the Wild E. Coyotes, Donnie, the dynamite blew up. And they're holding it right now like, okay, what is plan B?
Well, just knowing that Joe Lacob has all the power right now, what do you want Joe Lacob to do in the best interest of Kuminga, or should say in the best interest of the Warriors and Kuminga?
Convince or get Kuminga to sign that new deal to where the Warriors could look to trade him if they figure they need to trade him. At the halfway point this next season. That's what I would call a win for Lacob and the Warriors.
So that 2-year, $45 million deal.
Right. Yeah. And do you believe, Stani, right now, today, that offer is available?
It's a good question. I'm not sure.
There's something neat to add me that I feel like that thing could be gone.
Well, the other thing is, let's not pretend that if he signs the 2-year, $45 million deal, he's going to come back here doing jumping jacks.
No, you're right.
He's probably going to come back here feeling a certain kind of way. Well. And, in a year where you're going to need a lot to go right, I don't know. Steve. Steve's in the Bay. What's up, Steve? How you doing, man?
How you doing, you guys?
Doing well, thanks.
My opinion on Kuminga is this. I think he self-terminated. I think he put his value up there where I don't think it should have been. There's people I think are better than Kuminga, like Gilbert Arenas' son, Dominique Wilkins' son. If Kuminga would have put in that type of work, I think what he's asking for, I think it should have been given to him. But since I don't think he tried hard enough and he doesn't have the pursuers that he wants, he's upset about that.
Yeah, I think that's a fair summation.
But why did he bring up Arenas' son?
I don't know.
I was boy, a little early. But, yeah. Hey, Steiny, I'm sitting here telling you, Carter and Risotto and everybody listening here, the millions, that I want Kuminga. But I totally, if this were my son, I understand he wants up out of Dodge. But the bottom line is it doesn't work that way. Joe Lacob is not letting you walk and get nothing. But what if Kuminga plays this to the point to where 7.9 is the title of the jam and you could risk 4 years of, hey, they've invested a lot. We could say it hadn't manifested into what we think it should be, but the bottom line is if he was supposed, if Kuminga comes back on that 7.9 QO, Steiny, and then is on the first thing smoking and we look back, an older team looks back that he left for nothing, ooh, that would sting. You talk about the Wiseman and the yada, yada, yada mishaps, but that would be an L, I really believe, towards the future for the Warriors.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And there's just too much
bad blood.
No, not necessarily bad blood. There's just too many things that are unresolved that regardless of what happens, they're still going to be unresolved. If Jonathan Kuminga is on the Warriors next year, how does he play?
Man.
I mean, how does he get onto the court? Like he wants to get onto the court.
Well, those are two different things. Like I know when he's going to get on the court, Steiny, if nothing changes, he's got to be your sixth man.
Right? He doesn't want to be the sixth man.
But, Steiny, how many people are working here doing something or any job for that matter, waiting on their break, but they got to, in the meantime, what's in front of them?
But he's been doing it for 4 years.
And I got one quick question to you.
Real quick, looks like De'Aaron Fox has signed an extension with the Spurs. Nice. 4 years, $229 million.
Wow.
Over $60 million a year.
Good Lord. God. Speaking of which, Luka did his, and I don't like the CBA, Steiny, because he got traded, he couldn't cash out more.
Yeah, but he's going to make, like, all he did.
I didn't like that, Carter shaking his head, but Steiny, but he had to defer. Like, there was, because I was the best version of myself in Dallas. I got us to a finals in a Western Conference finals, even though I was heavy. But now you're going to throw a rule at me as if I wasn't the best version of myself. So because I got traded, which was dumb, I got to lose some chicken. But kudos to D-Fox and Luka. Let me throw this at you. Do you think by opening night, I'm going back to the coach, Kerr still doesn't have a new deal? Like if you had to make that bet now.
I don't think he's going to have a new deal. Mm. Why would he? He's already had one of these years. He's already gone into the last year of the deal.
Yeah, but Steiny, now everybody's 2 years older. You know, you know? Now you got this Kuminga conundrum.
The idea that that you got to make a coaching change for Kuminga, like that's out. I would never do anything like that.
But that naturally is, let's be honest, Steiny, this is a dynasty, you know, probably coming to an end as it was. There's going to be a new coach in the Warriors at some time. You can't just put it at Kuminga's feet. Like, this could just naturally be happening. If Kuminga was the best version of himself, Steve Kerr at some time is going to have to pass the baton. So this ain't Kuminga related. He's got Kuminga, 1 year.
You think Kerr's ever going to pass the baton to Kuminga? I don't.
Oh, well, no, I'm saying
you really
a new coach
you really
coming in here and Steve Kerr saying, you know, it's been a great run and it has nothing to do with Kuminga.
Well, I got.
That's what entices me about Kerr. I'm like, I don't want him to go anywhere, but I'm just thinking he really could be one and done.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that. We knew that.
Like,
what?
I don't know why I think there's a correlation with this Kuminga decision and Kerr status.
I got news for you. Like, and I hate to say this.
Like, no, I'm laughing, but it's...
The next coach might like Kuminga less.
Well, that might have to be a mandate
I'm just
for
saying.
You to get the jobs, Tiny.
Here's the other thing.
Question number one, how much you like Kuminga? Tell us how you use him.
Whether you like it or not, Joe Lacob can't say to Steve Kerr, you got to play him. You bet. I would ask you,
I'm being real, Steiny, not like that, but why not?
Because if I'm Steve Kerr, I'm like, get another coach right now then. Tell me how to coach. I'm the coach. Is he your coach or is he not your coach?
I guess, we got to keep it real here. There are ways to kind of convey a message, and you're going to laugh at this, but not do me a solid, but not you better do it this and then leave the room. But there is some, like Kerr knows what time it is. But I just keep going back to one of his last appearances on Willard and Dibbs. I really do, man. And when he divulged that Kuminga hadn't been basically at the lab the last couple of summers, there was a finality to that in regard to Kuminga's tenure here to where, oh, he's saying that because he knows he's out of here. But, Steiny, that was months ago, and he's not out of here, Kuminga.
He said
he hadn't been here the last two.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, holy hell.
And he's not there now. He's not there now. We know that. So, I don't know, man. I just don't. I don't want to bring Kuminga back because I don't think he wants to be here. And I think that Steve Kerr can say all the right things.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is when you get into the season and you're in a game and you feel like you need to win it, he's going to look down that bench and then he's going to look out on the floor and he's going to see Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Pods, and he's going to look down the bench and say, Kuminga doesn't fit with this lineup. Why is he going to say that? Because he hasn't fit with that lineup in years. And Kerr has, to me, people think Kerr sabotaged Kuminga with what he said at the end of the year. I don't think it's that strong, but I do believe, like, Kerr's not crazy about him.
Was the DMP stronger, if I ask you that? The DMPs towards the end, was that stronger than the exit interview with Willard and Dibbs? Because to me, that was, man. And I guess that's what made me just give the salute to JK for staying ready for the playoffs. Because, Steiny, there's many of guys that probably would have said, I dare you to even try to put me in the game. I know that's strong. But, Steiny, those DMPs at the end were like, we're done with you. Or I am, and he resurfaced by necessity.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm Kuminga, I would never forget that I was once not even an option.
So you're going to bring him back. Like, this is what I mean. I mean, I'm kind of with you. Uncle Looney on the YouTube chat saying, Steiny, it's not just Kerr, it's all the coaches. Well, that's a problem. Let's go to James in Richmond.
The Rich.
Hey, James, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Not much. I kind of agree with Steiny, though, on this one. You can't bring him back, but it's not his fault. I would say they kind of botched all the young guys from Poole to Wiseman to Moody right now and to Kuminga. I just feel like as a dynasty, you got to – to keep going and finding new ways to win. For example, the Spurs, you know, Greg wasn't feeding Tim in the post 100 times a game. he started evolving. He had Danny Green. He had Kawhi. He had the young guys that came up and helped the older guys to eventually get a chip. And I feel like that's what the Warriors could have done, but egos and past performances has blinded the organization by what these players are today. I don't feel like Draymond Green is a starting power forward in today's league.
Mm.
Guys are faster, longer, can jump higher, and it just creates the offense to be 4-on-5 every time. And I just feel like Steve Kerr, they haven't handled it well, and we haven't evolved. We are the same team we were 3 years ago, and we think that we can still win a championship when our two best guys are getting AIDS. And the second one, Jimmy, can't even shoot threes anymore.
No.
So, I don't know, guys. We got to get younger. Got to get some players. We only have 9 guys. It's just a bunch of things, but I feel like the main thing is not evolving and living in the past. This organization has lived in the past a lot. But that's all I got, guys. Thank you.
No, I appreciate it.
Good stuff, James. Appreciate the call. You know, and he brought up a name that to me is very interesting because when we talk about older players and how they wind down,
yeah.
You know, he used Tim Duncan. All right, well, Tim Duncan's a 7-footer, was a 25-point-per-game scorer, 10-rebound, and then he started getting up there. They still had Ginobili and Parker, and Kawhi Leonard was coming around. My question is, like, when you have Tim Duncan and you need to turn him into a player, instead of playing 33 minutes a game, he plays 23 minutes a game, and you need him to be more of a role player?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have to go to him in the low post as much. He's still going to rebound. He's still probably going to defend pretty well. He just won't be the focal point of the offense. And I've wondered for a long, long time, well, how's that going to look for Steph Curry? And, you know, Joe Spadoni's been talking about this a lot in recent months.
What'd
that
he say?
The Warriors have to get less Steph Curry centric.
Well, good luck with that.
Well,
they've been striking out.
Okay, so what's your answer?
Not to let a 22-year-old that has talent that could play the 3, the 2, the 4 walk.
I mean, what's your answer with Curry?
You've signed up for this, Donnie. I get what Spadoni's saying, but the Warriors are to blame. They had their chance to get their Kawhi. That's neither here nor there. And then last week, you didn't scoff. You looked at me like, Guru, are you really standing by that? When I talked about what did you really get from the trifecta in regard to the drafts that you had with Moody, Kuminga, and Wiseman. Stoney, you didn't get enough to continue this. So I agree with that caller. Draymond's position is getting longer, stronger, quicker. It's been that since Siakam gave him the business in the 19 finals. But who do you have to replace him? Like we're still, and then you just let Looney leave. Like you're going to laugh. Oh, nothing to see here. But the Warriors are their own worst enemy. If people think Draymond Green is not a starter, I'm totally not there yet, but I know you're going to throw something at me and it's fine. I'm a duck. But the fact that he could find his way a top 3 DPOY in this league, he's the least of your problems.
Well, he is. No, he's not. He's not the least of your problems.
You can't shoot. Okay, so that's on the itemized list. But what you need, dog, guard, defend, right. That he got you, we got that steal.
Yeah,
even if it's waning some, he's still giving us that.
Right, but the fact that it's waning some means he's not a championship player he's not a starting player on a championship team playing 30, 35 minutes a game anymore. I could understand how Warrior fans might think that way with Draymond Green.
And Devlin Marge, real quick in the chat, Stoney, to me, and she's right, but the Warriors got a chip after those 3 lottery picks. Not bad. Devlin Marge, you're totally right, but now we're talking about what if they had hit better than they had, where this team would be and what it would look like now. That's all. That's the only reason we're bringing it up now, because this is the reality. 3 years later.
888-957-9570 is the number. Well, my question would be, was Kuminga a bad pick? Or was he just a player that the Golden State Warriors managed terribly? 888-957-9570. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
3, 2, Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Guru. You left me with some things to ponder, and I appreciate that. You get me thinking in different kind of ways. And I'm just going
to cut that.
I'm just going to tell you
that.
Well,
my boy,
go ahead and cut that, but don't cut what's happening. And you know what? And you've clung to this like Pigpen with that blanket in the peanuts. Draymond. It's all NBA defense. They're Draymond.
That is not Pigpen.
And I was.
What do you mean? Linus?
That Linus is the one with the blanket.
Sorry, I was a man. Result, I say, good, let it
no,
go.
No, Linus. Okay, Linus has the dark cloud around.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
was dirty.
Pigpen.
Yeah, it was dirty. Yeah.
Which one do you want to be? Well, you like Linus with the blanket.
Yeah, the binky.
Yeah, which is Draymond first all defense.
God, you're tough.
He's not good enough anymore. So I'm looking at Draymond's numbers.
Okay.
In the postseason.
All right. Oh.
Houston, first game he played 36 minutes, he had 4 points. Second game he had 31 minutes, he had 8 points. Game three, 34 minutes, 7 points. Like he doesn't score. How many double figure rebounding games did he have in the postseason?
Steiny, I'm gonna say 2.
0.
Oh man!
What was his assist to turnover ratio in the postseason? It was like 4-3.
Okay. Oh man!
What'd he shoot from the field in the postseason?
I'm gonna say 35%.
44.
Okay. All right.
And he shot 30 from three.
My bad, Dre. Okay. Listen. I love you for that exercise. Steiny, you have no convincing to do over here. I'm the guy that's told you, I believe their system is outdated now because the league has transitioned and you got away with playing Dre in the great way that you guys designed, but the chickens have come home to roost. But all that I tell you is, if Kuminga's not going to surplant Dre, which is just one option, then you have to go out there to battle with Dre the way that you have him. Right. And now he needs a center. So you're not going to swap Dre. Dre's not coming off the bench anytime soon. And that's why I just feel like it's imperative more now than ever that you don't let a stud athletically 22-year-old walk.
You know who Draymond Green is right now? Draymond Green is right now? You know who he is? He's Patrick Bailey.
I'm tired.
He's Patrick Bailey.
I just want to go home.
That hits harsher. No pun intended.
Too bad.
You know what? But he's starting to hit the ball.
In this day and age, right here, right now, Bailey's a better defender than Draymond Green.
And so you're really going to say that top three? I get you, man.
What did it do for him?
No, it ain't. Well, it got them almost would have beat Minnesota.
Guru. The two guys Draymond guarded in the postseason pissed on him.
Hey, it's a team game.
You're right.
But if you don't,
don't say he's a great individual defender
anymore.
I'm
going to say this to you, Pasta and Kenny. If you don't have noodles in the pot, there is no spaghetti. And that's what the Warriors were without Steph, regardless of the answer to your question about how did he do guarding them. They beat Houston. They got through it. And they would have. And he got manhandled by Randall. No, Steiny, it happened. But don't tell me they couldn't have moved on, because that's what this is about. It's a battle. It's like the movie Platoon, Charlie Sheen. Yeah, you're going to take all kind of stuff, but can you keep moving? And I believe they would have had the noodles not got hurt. And that was Steph.
Uncle Looney saying, Steiny A. Smith, this is what Michelle Obama's talking about. Actually, no.
I can't wait
Michelle
for Evan
Obama,
and Dibs.
Michelle Obama is not talking about me saying, Draymond's a little like Patrick Bailey. Michelle Obama's saying she doesn't want to hear me saying,
Papoo,
you don't know anything.
No.
Let me tell you what Daryl the Guru Johnson was doing Friday after work.
No.
Like, that's what she's talking about.
Steiny, I think Uncle Looney's telling you how you're responding to his top three finish for DPOY is part of it.
Yeah, I'm not really that impressed by it because
that
we all know that Draymond probably had his worst defensive year in.
But can you give me this stat? Because we did think, just back me up here, and I'm not expecting you to. There were days we came in this studio thinking he might be in the lead.
And this is
either
right.
you, and this is forget why, you agree with it or not. With that was on the table.
Yeah, I we never thought he, so.
Did you honestly?
No. No. He campaigned for himself and he won over a segment of the media that loves
so there was some
to
traction.
Kiss behind.
There was some
the
traction,
Stoney.
I thought he might be getting it.
Why didn't he?
I get it.
Did he fall off? Maybe he fell off late in the year.
No, I'm not saying none of that is not true, but he's not a nothing burger. The Pat Bailey was a little too much.
But he's not good enough.
But he's what they – what's an option, partner? Forget Kuminga. There is no option.
That's why –
this is how this thing ends with him.
Well, that's why I don't understand why you think this team's getting better.
Well,
right
it
now.
Would get marginally worse if Kuminga dips, especially if you took that Kings
Well, you're
package.
Right about marginally worse. Let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Our man.
Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, great conversation as always. Why? What direction are we going?
Yes,
you
what
know,
are we Google's doing?
To treat Draymond. He's treating Draymond like he's treating his boys in Dallas, though, man. I mean, Mika and Dak, man, he's starting to treat Dre like he treats them. So I don't know, man. That's getting a little scary.
Well, hold on, real quick, Austin. Is that bad or good? You think I'm being blind or I'm giving them too much love?
Well, you turned on your boy, man. I mean, you one minute you like him, and next minute you don't like him. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
All right. Listen,
the reason I called was to sort of talk about. Guru alluded to something about Kerr and JK, and even though we would never talk about it as something that necessarily. One thing causes the other. I do think it's worthwhile to talk about Kerr's legacy and where he's going. Kerr's got maybe a year or two, right? And so really it's about the organization. I mean, what are they thinking?
I don't know.
Are we to the point where if you don't like JK, fine. You know, we can argue that forever. You don't like him. But I think Guru's saying if you don't like JK, then give me another young guy that you do like. Because I think the problem with it is as long as they try to run this Steph legacy thing, into the ground, it's going to run into the ground real quick. And I think that right now, if I look at the Dubs or roster, I have to say, look, this thing could come to a screeching halt. Jimmy's going to be Jimmy, but I don't think Jimmy's enough to get him over the hump. So they better hope that Steph plays at a high level. And then they should have had a young guy playing with them by now. We know that. I mean, they should have had somebody else running with this guy. So I always go back to that. The organization, Joe Lacob and Dunleavy, have to make a tough decision at some point. And the last thing I wanted to say was, guys, Steph, Dre, and Clay, somebody allowed them to develop, right? Somebody allowed them to become who they are. Why are they putting their foot in the door when it comes to a young athlete like JK? I mean, because they wouldn't have never become who they were if the old guys had put their foot in the door like they seem to be doing. So, I just think that's something to really contemplate is where is the organization going? Because the moves they've got so far, that's not going to be enough in 2 years, man. That's going to be a problem. That's all I got.
Yeah. Man. And Austin, the only thing I would say to that is
– they were floundering.
What?
The Warriors as an organization before Curry, Clay, and Dre. So they had the playground to – there were no standards. Be all you can be. But Austin now – these young guys are dependent on to take the baton but keep the standards of a dynasty.
Well, that's ridiculous because you can't maintain that if you're not getting enough playing time.
Or you're drafting the wrong guys.
I mean.
Come on, Steiny.
What do you mean?
Like, I hate to say this. I'm not comparing.
Are we
going
to go back to Halliburton?
No, I'm going back to Kawhi. And what?
Well, there was no Kawhi in the draft when the Warriors took these. Like
Tyrese
cannot,
Halliburton is a superstar,
well,
Steiny.
And he went 12. Why did he not go?
But
why did he not go from 2 to 12?
You're cooking the books for the convo.
No, I'm not.
What if the Warriors would have had the wherewithal to say, hey, this dude's going to be a star. Let's add him to what we got.
Again, for the 9 millionth time, they had 3 guards on their roster at that point. 2 of them were headed to the Hall of Fame, and 1 was Jordan Poole. So, like that. And again, if Charlotte drafts Halliburton 3rd, I think we have a discussion, But like 10 teams passed on him. So
then how does a Wiseman hit, the Wiseman miss really hurt? Like, we both know it hurts, but to me it hurt. It feels like it's hurting less to you because you feel like nothing was there of substance.
No, they would have been better with Okongwu. They would have been better with Halliburton. They would have been better with Ball. But I don't think they're still at the atop a dynasty. I mean, maybe with Halliburton. I don't know.
And I
but
guess
then
all
what,
I'm saying is guys would happens? Be getting some contributions, some help, you know?
Okay, what happens to Jordan Poole if Halliburton's here? Mm. Or maybe what happens to Halliburton when Jordan Poole's here? I'm not really sure. What I'm really trying to figure out, I'm looking at Steph the last 3 years, and obviously he's still playing at a real high level. In 2023, he averaged 29. That was the year after their title team. This past year, he averaged 29, then 26, then 24.5.
Which Jimmy Butler helped him a whole lot. Okay.
So, and he, you know, he's still leading the team in field goal attempts. His shooting from the field and his 3-point shooting has dropped in each of the last 3 years. He shot 49% 2 years ago, 45% last year, and then 44.8% this past year. So, I get it. He's still playing at a really high level. But his numbers are starting to drop off. And what do the Warriors look like as Steph Curry goes to, you know, this year he averages 22 a game or 23 a game. You know what I mean? Like, they really can't continue to use. Here's the other thing that I'm thinking about is they don't have a lot to go with Steph Curry. I know we like Butler, fine. But other than that, so, Steph Curry, as he's getting older, to me, is actually becoming almost more of a focal point for the defense because he is all they have.
And it's easier and for the defense, I believe, now.
So, his numbers are going to start taking, more of a hit because they can focus on him and say, let's let Butler beat us.
Right, Steiny, but it should be Butler and then the youngsters. And Jonathan Kuminga should be one of them.
Well, they're not,
Jordan
not
Poole good. Should be one of them. Well, different circumstances, but that's the bottom line. Steiny, you're right. You got the riddle, but the Warriors don't have the weapon. I don't believe Steph comes in. At this age, I think he probably would kick his feet up if he could trust some dudes to get him some buckets to where he don't have to run himself or drive 100 MPHs all game long. That's what's so this is my words now. That's what's so wrong about what we're asking him to do is he's got to carry so damn much.
Well,
and it shouldn't be that way.
But why is it?
I ask her why Kuminga role hasn't grown. We know about Poole. Well,
again, the team would tell you, yeah, we were hoping Jonathan would be that guy.
Yeah,
he ain't. Maybe that's what the team is thinking. Let's go to Bernard. Bernard's in Dublin. What's up, Bernard? How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
well, I'm a Kuminga supporter. As far as, you know, I'm a Warriors fan, so I like to see him grow. But you know, Gru, I know you like rap and Steiny. I know you in music. You know, not just you diverse. You know, Kendrick Lamar got a song. Be humble, right?
Yeah.
Youngsters are not humble anymore. So I look at it like this. If I was a 22-year-old surrounded by Hall of Famers, and he is, Curry's going to the Hall of Fame, Curry, Draymond, and Butler is probably on the borderline. And Clay was there before, so he played with Clay also. So it's like, be humble. And I think the market, when you just think of it, I think you guys brought up earlier, is it the money or is it the playing time? You know, he wants all this money, but what has he earned it? I think you got to earn it. And I think the Warriors are saying, yeah, you got potential, but you're 22 years old. You are not going to dictate anything to us. And at the big picture, Kuminga, yes, he has all this talent. I mean, he's a veteran now. And I still see him make mistakes that he made when he was a rookie. So, I mean, he wants all this money, and then we're hearing rumblings that he's not practicing or working on his craft in the off season, and you're going to invest all this money into a guy? And Guru, you bring up Poole a lot. I mean, how does he contribute to winning? Yeah, he got skills. He ain't done squat since he left the Warriors.
No, and that's so it. That's the compliment for the Warriors. He helped us win a chip. I get it. But that would be his trophy is when he was here and everything was good and he had been embarrassed, he was a positive, man.
Yeah, he was a positive. Now he's away. What has he done? What has he done since he left the Warriors? Yeah. He's traded again. So my thing, I just want to let y'all be humble. And it may be past to the point of no return with Kuminga, but I think his ego is just too big right now. 22 years old. I mean, be humble, learn, and keep working on your craft. But it just seems like our generation. You know, I'm almost 60 years old, and I've been with the Warriors since they was crappy, and Steiny covered them every single day and wrote about them all the time. And then we at a different place now. So these guys want everything now, and I think you got to earn your keeps.
Hey, let me leave you with this because you got some great points. Let me leave you with this, and you may already have your decision, it sounds like, and I'm asking Steiny. On that humble portion of what you said, if Kuminga comes back for the qualifying offer, to me it was playing time. And he's looking at it. So he'll tell us that it's a risk. So I wouldn't say it's all money for Kuminga. If he comes back for that 7.9, it's about the playing time. Steiny, how would you answer that? Because if he does that, he's telling you, I want out to play.
Yeah, he does want to play. There's no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Bernard. Why doesn't anybody cite this? When everybody talks about, Kuminga's upside and his athleticism, what about the cold, hard reality that he didn't have a good year?
Well, it starts starting when you miss 31 games.
Okay, but take out those.
I got you.
Injury's injury.
Every metric went down. You'll get no fight from me here.
He shot 8 percentage points less.
But it was over when he came back from that injury after they had Butler.
Well, the numbers were the numbers before he got hurt. Like, he didn't have great numbers, and then he got back from injury, and they went to hell.
Had he answered the bell to your assessment, Jimmy Butler wouldn't be a Warrior, Steiny. Not just this year. Had he been ahead of the curve last year or the year before?
Well, that would be a nightmare. Because if Jimmy Butler were not on this team, you would have no hope going into next year.
Well, now that we're here, no, that's revisionist history. I'm saying
no, it's not.
When they lost the year after Draymond punched Poole and Kuminga was a nothing burger against the Lakers, let's say he was going up, he was ascending. Had we seen the good Kuminga, then we would have been like, okay, we got something here. But that start hit him. He dropped the ball, or whoever dropped the ball on him, not being able to finally figure it out back then. Yeah, I'm saying, what if they would have lost? But we'd have been like, "Oh, this Kuminga, it looks like he's about to take off." That's what we all been waiting on.
No doubt. So wait, you're saying had he played better against the Lakers 2 years ago,
or just in general? I believe the door or the want for Jimmy Butler wouldn't have been there because it would have been Kuminga.
Well, they still would have been 500.
Well,
like, that's what they were when he was playing as much as he was. So
they are in a Steiny. Can I call it bad situation? They are in. This is Michael Jackson.
Is it worse than the Bulls with Giddey? Is it worse than the Nets with Thomas?
Those teams aren't sitting with two dudes of a dynasty and a coach. Like, no, it's not. You still got Steph, Dre, and Jimmy, so you think you got action. Those other teams don't have that.
You know, the other thing you were saying was, you know, Kuminga's not going to be a problem and, whatever. And I agree with you, but what if I threw this at you? Okay, so last offseason, Kuminga didn't get paid, right?
Yeah.
He comes back. And he had the worst season of his career.
Like, do you think that there's a correlation?
Maybe. So
well, then he can't come back for the 7.9 and that be a tryout for the rest of the league.
That's what I'm saying.
Yikes, man. Yikes.
Let's go to Priest.
Oh, our man.
Hey, Priest, how you doing?
How does he see it? Priest!
Hey, Joe, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You listen, this has gone on so long, man. It's just wearing me out. I was hoping they would have traded him so that I could call in here and laugh. Because I honestly believe this organization is becoming a joke. A joke. I don't think it's just Lacob holding on to Kuminga. I think it's the GM as well. And the reason I say that is this. He has said several times, we can't afford a disaster. And you know what he's talking about. A major injury to Steph Curry. If they trade JK and Steph blows an Achilles, you got nothing. And that would be my biggest worry. If I'm Lacob and Dunleavy, that's my biggest worry. That's the only reason I believe that kid hasn't been traded.
I'm with you.
So
wow.
All I'm saying is this, man. Y'all keep talking about what Kuminga can't do and whatnot. I look at what he can do. I don't see when I assess a team, I look at what each player contributes because all players are not created equal. So what can you bring to the table that is significant enough to play you, right? To me, Draymond don't rebound enough, but everybody complains about Kuminga. To me, Steph turns the ball over too much. Nobody talks about that. Drives me nuts. Nobody talks about it. So does Draymond. To me, we see when Steph loses a game, nobody brings up his name. It's always someone else's fault. So I just look at it. And I know he's a superstar. He does this and he's done all these accolades. We could throw all that stuff out there. And I understand why people look at him like that. But to me, this coach has enwrapped himself in Steph Curry so much. He can't see beyond it. Nothing else beyond that makes sense to him. So when you bring in a young player who needs nurturing, this kid didn't come from here. And this is what most people don't understand. He's not from here. The culture, he doesn't get it. That's why had he been from here, he probably would kiss the ring. He don't even know he should kiss it, right? He's looking at Draymond like, man, get out of the way.
Yeah. Priest, I got you. Thank you so much as always. And
that part about Curry, forget the Achilles. Nobody wants to see that. But that's what I'm talking about, Steiny. What do you have outside of the chef? And I'll put Jimmy there, but you know what I mean. The Thundercats, or the possibility to become a Thundercat. It's Kuminga. And that's why Kawakami's tweet in the Standard, I really believe, and it didn't sound like Priest was giving any credence to it, but Joe Lacob, at the end of all the days, every day, it's his opinion that matters at the end. And I feel like that is the reason Kuminga is still here. And without him, Steiny, I believe Dario Saric and Carter, that deal would have been consummated just to get him out of here. But I can't ignore what I believe is starting to happen with Steve Kerr and his contract and Kuminga's future, which would be greater than Kerr's 1 year if he decided that he wanted to go elsewhere or it was time to shut it down.
Yeah, he brought up a point about Curry that I want to get into and where Kuminga would fit in if something happens to Curry or to Butler. And I actually think that's part of the problem. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll talk more on the other side.